Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com, USAPrepares. .com. And if you'd like to contact us an easier way, it's just Get Prepared Expo. GetPreparedExpo.com. Trevor's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And we have two listen lines for you. So if you would like to call on your phone and listen to USA Prepares 24 hours a day, we have two numbers. And let us know what you think, if they're working better or not, because we've had some problems with our listen line. 605-562-4080, 605-562-4080. And the next listen line is 605-562-7727. 605-562-7727. We're going to be talking about gardening. And your instructor, Mike Knox, is with us. I met Mike Knox years ago, and we were looking for seeds that grew. Yeah, that's right. You know, there are seeds in packages that just don't grow very well. And we didn't want to plant them, because by the time you figure out that they didn't grow, it's generally late, sometimes too late. So we sought out Mike Knox of White Harvest Seed Company, whiteharvestseed.com, whiteharvestseed.com. And we bought some seeds and tried some seeds, and they grow. And Mike Knox has been with us at the Get Prepared Expo. He's been at the meetups. He's been on the radio with us. And today we're going to learn about how to grow a garden. Welcome, Mike Knox.
Hey, Vincent, it's good to be here again. How's things going on your end today?
when you say on my end, you know, Mike, you and I are probably only, 23, 24 miles apart, even if you travel by the road, right? You're right down by Hartville, Missouri.
Yeah, right on it. Yeah, we're not that far away from each other.
Yeah. So, Mike, you know, I was thinking about that story years ago when I called you up and I said, you know, our instructors are interested in buying seeds that grow food in our neck of the woods in Missouri. And we spent about a half hour on the phone, and we talked about what to plant, how to plant it, and we bought seeds for our instructors. They have them, and they grow. And that's what you do. I mean, you do that very, very well. You figured out what works, what doesn't. You do the testing right on your farm, right?
That is correct. That was one of the things we really wanted to help folks with. You know, our company motto, in a sense, is, you know, we want to be able for folks to have success in their gardening experience. And we work very hard at keeping our seed quality up, the germination tests and all that we do every 10 months. So, yeah, it's, you know, when people are spending their hard-earned money with something, you know, to buy something, you don't want, like you said earlier in your first monologue there, you know, you don't want to have seeds that you spend money on that don't grow, and then you just set behind, and you got to go buy more. And, you know, it's just, that's just so frustrating. I've been on that end of it, and I'm sure you have too in the past.
No, absolutely. And one of the things that we probably ought to tell our class today, right out of the gate, is where not to plant your garden. That would be in the back corner of the property, the one that's farthest away from where you are. If you plant your garden out there, a lot of things can go wrong, including neglect, right?
That's true. That's true. I mean, you know, gardening is about having fun and enjoying, you know, and that doesn't become a burden. You know, sometimes people get this wild idea, well, I've got to go plant an acre full of garden, you know, so I'm going to have plenty of food. Well, as you know, because you use the system of the raised bed gardening, we can talk about later maybe, but, you know, it's condensed. You can grow so much in such a small area and have it close to the garden. Have it so that you can take care of it. Because, you know, if you plant too big of a garden, it just boils down to that, you know, the weeds end up getting ahead of you. And then you get behind on picking and harvesting, and, you know, then it becomes, oh, I've got to do this, and it becomes a burden. And, you know, I've seen many gardens, even some of mine in the past, you know, where they have just gotten away from us, and, you know, then they look really cruddy, and you just feel bad, and you haven't had an enjoyable experience. But that's what I try to teach folks, you know, make a garden that you can enjoy working in, be excited to go out into every day, and, you know, and then the garden in itself will reward you with a bountiful harvest.
Mike, do you want to start with that raised bed gardening technique? Because that's what we use here at the farm. That's what works the best for us. Should we start with that? Because you and Len Pence of GardeningRevolution.com work very well together, and you give seminars, and they're synergistic in approach, because your techniques with seeds and his technique really provide, you know, an awesome garden. Both of you will be at the expo, and you know, every time that you go into your seminar or Len's, they're packed, absolutely packed. Everyone wants to know how to grow a garden. People have come from many states away just to hear you guys speak. So why don't you talk about why you like raised bed gardening, and then let's talk about what seeds to plant and how to do it.
Sure, no problem. Well, you know, the raised bed idea has been around for years. I mean, it started probably way back in the 70s when Mel Bartholomew came up with his square foot gardening techniques, and Len has his system that he's perfected over the years of his experience. And, you know, it's just a way to grow food in a smaller area, in a condensed area, whether you make your border out of wood or concrete blocks or just, you know, whatever type of retaining walls type things that you can come up with. And then you fill that with, you know, about a foot and a half full of a soilless mixture with a lot of fertilizer and essential elements, nutrients in it. And you'll just be surprised how much you can get out of a smaller area. I mean, Lynn teaches his system. I think his bed that he purports to sell to folks and teach folks in is a 4x16-foot bed for the most part. And I know that he gets around 100 quarts of green beans out of that size of a bed. He's got a picture on his website of him standing on a ladder picking pole beans, which is our Kentucky Wonder pole bean seed that we have, and they're 30 feet tall. I mean, of course, he uses that as a demonstration most of the time, but, you know, a plant that grows 30 feet tall on a bean, pole bean, is tremendous. So that's telling you that his nutrient mix is really high and good for the production side. But yeah, it's weed free, so you don't have to be out there weeding it, you know, like you do in a regular garden. Though, you know, some regular gardens, we use a combination. We use raised beds, we use containers, and we use the regular old row cropping that everybody's familiar with in our garden seasons. So, but yeah, it's a tremendous, tremendous way to grow things, and it's so convenient, and it's actually even portable in a sense. You know, you can pick up your concrete block, shape them any way you want.
So, class, if you'd like to use concrete blocks, you separate them, if you want to use this system, by about 4 feet. So the inside dimensions are 4 feet by 16 feet. It takes about 64 blocks, if I'm not mistaken, to build this. And you want to be about 2 blocks high. Isn't that right, Mike Knox?
For the most part, yeah, that's what I recommend. I mean, you can get by with one layer high, but the deeper the soil, the better you're going to get more air, more water, and just, you know, when you're growing sweet potatoes and potatoes or carrots, you know, you want to have a deep soil so that it will allow it to expand and get you the most bang for your buck.
Mm-hmm. And then what you can do is you can put pieces of pipe, plastic pipe, inside the cores of these blocks, and you can fill them with dirt or with concrete, you know, the core that has a piece of plastic pipe. And the pipe might be 1 1/4 inches in diameter. And then what you do is you put them opposite each other, let's say every 3 or 4 feet, going down the raised bed garden. Then you can take a piece of plastic pipe and bend it into a U-shape. And I'm talking about common water pipe. The black pipe works fine. And you can stick it in those cores that have the 1.5 or 1.25 inch PVC in there. And that will support the pipe. And then you can put plastic over it and make a hoop house, kind of like a little greenhouse to extend your gardening season and also warm up the soil earlier so you can start growing earlier. So, Mike, in terms of soil, how important is it to get the rocks out?
Well, Vincent, you know we're here in the Ozarks, and I think we've got like maybe half an inch of soil, and the rest of it's dirt or rocks and stuff.
Yeah.
But that's one advantage of the raised beds. You don't have to fight the rocks, and you know that's one thing. You can always grow rocks here in the Ozarks, and we just came back from Tennessee, and they had the same struggle down there in the spots that we were at. But soil is very important. Believe it or not, you know a lot of people think, well, you can just throw seed out on the ground and it'll grow. Well, you know, that's true. You know, just like in the parable in the Bible where Jesus talks about the sowing the seed, you know, he said some fell on thin soil and it grew up and then it died. So, yeah, there's so much better results when your soil is nice and loose and it is able to let air and water to go into it. And that's one key thing, even if you don't have a raised bed. If you have just a regular row crop gardening, you know, till in some sawdust, peat moss, some other elements that will loosen up that clay soil or rocky soil. So it just allows it to be more aerated, and you'll be tremendously surprised of how well your plants will respond to that and start doing a lot better. But soil is a key element, especially with trace minerals need to be added to it on a regular yearly basis, you bet.
Mike, when I lived in Virginia, there was a church down the road from our house, our farmhouse, and I was talking to one of the elders of the church, and we were standing out in front, and there were two trees that were planted, maybe 50 feet apart, and one of them was beautiful and magnificent, and the other was small, and maybe 1/4 the size at best. Mm-hmm. And he said, Vincent, you know, we planted these like 25 years ago. And that one over there fell on good soil. The other one didn't. And that's exactly what you're talking about. So there was a perfect example that if you knew when these two trees were planted, and you could see they were on the same lawn right in front of the church. One landed on good soil and grew vigorously, and the other was struggling and you know, was pretty scrawny. So soil really, really is important. When we come back, Mike, let's talk about what we should be planting right now. What should we plant right now so that we have food in our garden? And let's make it a successful garden. Mike Knox, WhiteHarvestSeed.com. And you can meet him at the Get Prepared Expo. Okay, class, who wants to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? All spiders have 8 legs, but do the hairy ones have the most meat? Is it true grasshopper legs taste like chicken? Which bugs have the most protein? Which are best served dried, and which are best eaten while still alive? Which bugs are the most dangerous for your children to eat? Do you like the sound of this? We don't either, so you'll have to go to a government-sponsored expo for cooking with bugs. The Get Prepared Expo has so many great seminars, we had to cross the poorly attended ones off our list, like the Red Cross, FEMA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Department of Education, the Internal Revenue Service, the American Cancer Society, CERT, and Homeland Security. We can't help everyone. Just the really bright people. The top 1% of thinkers and doers, like you. The rest, the other 99% who don't think and don't do, well, the government's standing ready to help them. The Get Prepared Expo, the last weekend in March. For details, visit GetPreparedExpo.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Mike Knox is with us, White Harvest Seed Company, WhiteHarvestSeed.com, WhiteHarvestSeed.com. And you'll get a chance to meet him at the Get Prepared Expo and spend some time with him at his booth. And you'll be able to buy his seeds. Mike, we're going to give out some seeds, right?
That's exactly right. I was just going to tell you to mention that the first 100 people each day to your show, we'll give them a packet of seeds. Some of them will be some of your favorites, some of your favorite tomatoes, and some like basils and stuff like that. So, yeah, definitely come by the first 100 people each day. You're going to get a freebie.
You know, Mike, those seeds are really, really excellent. And you talked about containers before. We have these tubs. They're about 20 gallons, and they're called lick tubs. And what they are is there's a protein supplement that we give the cows and the calves in the winter. And they just go over and lick these tubs. And what's left is this old 20-gallon bucket, if you will. And what we do is we fill it with soil, drill some holes in the bottom about 2 inches off the bottom, and let the water drain out, fill it with soil, and plant our vegetables in there, and they grow really well. What about tires? We have friends who take tires, literally use tires, and they cut the rims or the sidewalls off, and they just have like a ring, and they fill it with soil, and they plant an individual, let's say tomatoes in 3 or 4 tomato seeds in one of those tire rings, and then they'll plant cucumbers in another one, then they'll plant other vegetables in other ones, and they have these in the garden, and they make a garden out of these tires. Have you experienced and experimented with that?
Yes, I have. Actually, we like I said earlier, we have containers and the raised beds and the row crop in our gardens, and we have used tires, and we actually still are. We got there's a local guy that I get some big old truck tires. You know, the bigger the space inside, a little bit more flexibility you have with how much you can plant in it, and we double them up and fill them up with soilless mix, and I also have a source, a local friend, good friend of mine, allows us to get some tree mulch. He has a sawmill, and I fill it up with that, and over the years, man, that breaks down into some of the nicest soil that you can use. You know, I've had people ask me, though, you know, they're worried about some of the rubber composition type stuff, you know, that's possibly can leach into the soil. I haven't, you know, that's always a concern. You know, creosote logs or like railroad ties, they leach out some of that cancerous material and stuff. But I haven't seen much research on the tires that does that type of thing. So we've had good luck with it. I mean, it grows very well. After our tomatoes, well, let me tell you this little story real quick if you got a minute. Lynn, I had one tomato that I put in there called Little Blonde Girl. It's a little yellow cherry tomato, and this little thing was just blooming like crazy early on in the season last year, and I thought, well, I'm just going to count how many tomatoes we're going to get off this, because I just want to, you know, it was just so amazingly abundant. And I stopped counting three quarters of the season through, and there was 3,500 tomatoes off of this plant, and it was still going strong. So yeah, there's definitely, that keeps the soil warmer, because the tires are black, you know, in the spring, so it kind of heats up the soil for you and gets your roots going well and holds a little water in, a little extra. So yeah, there are some pluses to it. Now, you know, one negative that I always hear, and one of them is even my wife sometimes, she says, I just don't like the look of the tires in the garden. But I've seen some pictures of folks where they've painted it multiple colors, and it takes away the black ugliness, the edge, if you want to call it that. And so a lot of people do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, what do we do with these tires? We just throw them out and they end up in a landfill somewhere. So there is a recycling good use, and Bill Whaley would, I'm sure, support the use of these tires. Bill Whaley's our junk man. He's going to be at the expo as well, talking about how to use things that people throw away and survive on things that people throw away. So the tires, I think, are a good way to go. I really do. We have, you know, we don't use creosote. We have some old railroad ties here on the farm, but I don't think that's a good way to go for planting a garden. I like the concrete blocks. I like stones, you know, that you find in nature. I like the tires. And what we've seen is, you know, literally cut the sidewall out. So what you have is the tread area.
Right.
Of the tire. And then Mike talked about stacking them. That means put one on top of another. So now they're twice as high, and you have twice as much soil. And we come back, Mike, let's talk about what kind of seeds we should start in our garden, what we should start right now. Should we plant carrots, spinach? What do we start? And give us a feel for that. We'll be right back. Mike Knox, White, HarvestSeed.com. What's so special about the Get Prepared Expo? Imagine having the opportunity to learn from some of the best preparedness and survival instructors available today. The faculty of USAPrepares.com. Imagine meeting your radio instructors all in one place. The last weekend in March. Imagine having lunch or dinner at a table with your instructors. And the cost? $10.80. Imagine having your favorite instructors autographing and personalizing your new books. Imagine buying Berkey water filters at deep discounts, the lowest price in the country. Imagine buying freeze-dried long-term storage food at the lowest price in the country. You don't have to imagine. This is real. It's at the Get Prepared Expo, the biggest and best preparedness expo there is, March 27, 28, and 29 in Lebanon, Missouri. One-day tickets are $8 on the website, GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Mike Knox is with us from WhiteHarvestSeed.com. WhiteHarvestSeed.com. I just got an email from Ed Marvini. His travel arrangements are booked. He is flying into Springfield. And he's going to be with us at the farm, and he's going to be with us at the expo. He's going to be teaching a seminar on how to start your e-commerce business. He's going to give you the tips and the tricks, and he'll help you set up your business. If you want, he'll put one together turnkey for you. But he's got two seminars, and you can have dinner with Ed Marvini. And Alexis Nagel, she just confirmed she's coming, UV Packlight. So she's all set. She'll be with us. And Mike Knox is going to be giving away a couple hundred packs of seeds to the first 100 each day that come to his booth. So my favorite seeds. So the same ones that I grow here at the farm. So if you're interested, that's Mike Knox at his booth, first 100 each day, Saturday and Sunday. Mike, let's talk about what do we grow. What do we plant right now?
Well, that's a great question. You know, this time of year, a lot of people are anxious to get out in their gardens. And, of course, things like corn and melons and cantaloupe, you know, those and squash, they're later in the season, you know, after the frosts are passed for sure. But right now, the things that you could be planting that would be beneficial be things like beets, your broccoli, your cabbage, carrots, cauliflower, any of your greens, you know, your lettuce, your spinaches, kale, onions and peas even, are things that should be out in your garden areas, you know, within the next couple of weeks. So they generally have a time frame. You plant these type of things 4 to 6 weeks before the last frost in your area. And I know you have listeners all over the country and all over the world, so they'll back it back about 4 to 6 weeks from the last frost date on a normal year. Of course, this year is kind of an unusual year. You know, people in Boston, I don't think are going to be out in their gardens for a while yet, but you know, so, but back about 4 to 6 weeks from your last frost date, and you can be planting any of these things. Now, things like peppers, tomatoes, eggplants, those things, which things you start inside, you know, about 6 to 8 weeks before your frost date, because you won't want to put them out till after your frosts are passed, but you want to get them started now. You don't want to start the seed, you know, for those type of things, you know, in May. It'll just make your season a lot longer. You won't have tomatoes till late in the year. So, yeah, there's some things you need to be starting inside, and then like those other things, be starting them. You could be actually planting them out in your gardens right now, pretty close in most areas, Midwest.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So for right now, let me make sure I've got this right. Planting right now, and this would be outside, beets, broccoli, cabbage, carrots, cauliflower, correct?
Yes, you can do the broccoli, cabbage outside and the cauliflower. Ideally, treat them like you do your tomatoes and peppers. Start them inside would be your best bet, but just to get them a good start before you put them outside. Okay. But you could plant a few out, and if the weather breaks and it keeps continuing to get warmer, you'll have a head start.
Mike, since you've been raising and experimenting and developing your seeds and testing for germination, how well do you think the typical person who's listening to this broadcast right now will do planting his or her first garden? Let's say they used your seeds, okay? Mm-hmm. And let's say they follow your method. How successful do you think they'll be if they plant that garden within, let's say, 25 feet of their back door?
Well, again, there's some other factors. That's a great question. You know, you gotta make sure you have at least hours of sunlight. Wherever you're going to have your garden spot, at least 6 hours of sunlight a day. You know, the more the better for most of your crops. But with our seed, our germination rates, we test every 10 months. And if they don't match the state standards, of course, and then we have to match our personal standards. And if they follow the directions that we have on each packet has its own planting guide with it. And we send a planting guide with every order that people buy from us, you know, and it has all types of information from starting seeds all the way up to saving seeds in it. And we'll be giving those away free at the expo, you know. And there are some things when you're seed starting, you know, which we'll be having a seminar about that, I'm sure, at the expo. But there's so many little factors. But if you do it right, anybody can be successful. Now, of course, you know, the weather is something that we can't control. You know, whether it's a drought or whether it's rains all the time or cold or a late frost. But, you know, for the most part, you can have success. If you do the little bit of research, educate yourself, and continue to apply yourself and to do it right, yeah, there's people can grow their own food and just not be reliant on someone else. And, you know, and you can know that it's good quality, more healthier for you than what you're getting in the stores.
Mm-hmm. Mike Knox, I've been thinking about what you said, and I think there's so much importance in what you said about the size of that garden. And if you're going to start, for the first time, I agree with you, absolutely agree. Don't tear up the yard and and make a garden out of the entire yard. Why not start with a small garden? How about 10 feet by 10 feet or 4 feet by 16 feet or, you know, something like that where you can actually, or even smaller, maybe 4 feet by 8 feet, where you can actually spend time, make sure that, you know, the plants get a good start. You protect them from predators. You protect them from, you know, the elements. Mm-hmm. And have a success, you know, a stunning success rather than a colossal failure, right?
especially for first timers, you know, or early in their education experience, because, you know, if you, like I said earlier, if you start out too big, it'll just get away from you for the most part. You know, you'll run out of time and just all too many factors are in. But if you can, you know, start out small, then just do the basic stuff, you know, things that you know you're going to use. You know, green beans is always a staple, tomatoes, peppers, you know, lettuce, those type of things. You know, don't go crazy on these wild, you know, funny shaped things per se, or, you know, the things that just are for looks, you know, in the sense of, you know, they have no really edible value to them. You know, those are neat to grow later on when you've got to the point that you've perfected your methods and everything, you know, and then you have a lot more enjoyment with that. But yeah, just stick with the basics, as I tell folks for the start with, especially the first timers, because you can't. That's one of the most exciting things when we go to shows, is that when a first timer comes up to us and you can just see that excitement in their eye, and their eyes like, hey, tell me what I need to do to grow my own food, and you can just see the enthusiasm. And I always try to tell folks, you know, I don't want to do anything that's going to kill that enthusiasm, if you follow what I'm saying, and it'll just grow and continue to grow over the years.
Mike, I was thinking when I was very young, my mother and I planted some seeds, and they were carrots and radishes. Mm-hmm. And it was the neatest thing to watch those seeds germinate, you know, the leaves pop out, and then ultimately we could pull the carrots and the radishes out of that soil and eat them, wash them and eat them. And I think that for young people, I think that's a great way to go. You can start them inside. You can start them at the kitchen table. You can, you know, plant a small tray, and you can absolutely be successful. Do you think that still is true, or is there a better way?
Well, that's a great story, Vincent, because we were, like, the show we just came back from, the Lawn and Garden down here in Nashville. There was one day my wife had a customer, a lady with her family, and had two boys, probably 18 years old, somewhere in that range. And they were so psyched out to start their own garden. And the mom says, okay, you each pick out one variety of seed, you know, but they had no idea what they needed to do. And I'm not just talking the kids, even the parents. It was their first time of ever even thinking about doing any garden. And so my wife, you know, said and explained to them, one boy wanted to grow carrots. And so Diane went through all the processes of that and everything. You could just see their faces light up. And then the other boy wanted to grow strawberries. And, of course, we don't grow strawberries from seed, per se. And so we had to give him something else. But the point of the matter is, there is still a demand for it. And what I've noticed over the years is that there's more and more people getting on board with the home garden. I mean, they're just saying, hey, we're getting tired of paying, you know, this high dollar for stuff that's coming from who knows where and who knows what it's sprayed with, you know, and just we grow ourselves where they're concerned about their family's health. So, yeah, that's definitely a stronger movement almost every year as what we've noticed over the last five, for sure.
Mike, you said something very interesting, sprayed with who knows what. Richard Linebaugh is going to be with us, and he owns Hewitt Messenger Well Drilling Company in Springfield, Missouri. And he was telling us a story on the air about how wells have been contaminated with the insecticides that were sprayed on an orchard. So when you know, if you extrapolate this out, mm-hmm. this is runoff from an orchard that went into the ground that contaminated underground water. That is more difficult to do than be contaminated by what's sprayed right on the food that we eat, right? So we are eating food that, if we buy commercially raised food, there's a great likelihood that that has been sprayed with all kinds of chemicals, and that the ground that the food is grown in has been sprayed previously. and before that, and before that, and before that. So we are really, really becoming sicker with these chemicals, insecticides, and poisons that are on our food and systemic within our food. So if you decide that you're going to grow your own food, you can control that process. You can either apply chemicals or not. It's up to you. Isn't that right, Mike?
Exactly right. You know, there's, and if you're in a situation where you're not able to even grow your own food, let's just say you're an apartment dweller or whatever type thing, or you just don't have the land for it to do it, you know, go to the local farmer markets. I mean, there's two of them in Springfield that are truly outstanding, and there's lots of very good certified organic growers that bring their produce in there every week. I think it's every Tuesday and Saturday or something like that, one on South 60 and one up there on the Battlefield Mall area. That, I mean, and I think folks that come out there that just, you know, they take pride in what they produce, I guess is the best way to say it. And they're not spraying it with any of that nasty stuff. And you can get some really good quality produce there that you'll definitely taste the difference over the store-bought stuff.
You know, Mike, I have I've jumped into my younger days, I've jumped into pools that are really, really cold, and I mean, literally shock you because of the temperature difference between, you know, what the air temperature and the water temperature. And I've been thinking about the temperature that of the water that we water our garden with. Are we shocking our plants and slowing down the growth by using cold water out of a faucet? Shouldn't we try to let that water warm up? Let's talk about that when we come back. Mike Knox, WhiteHarvestSeed.com. So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Stadtmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day,
God,
you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Mike Knox is with us, and we're talking about growing your garden. And one of the questions I had for Mike Knox is, what about water temperature? I've jumped in a pool, and it's been freezing cold, and it's a shock to the system. How important is the water temperature? And, of course, the soil temperature when we're starting seeds, Mike?
Well, that's another great question, Vincent. You've done your homework today. Hey, the water situation, that's why we recommend a lot of people water either early morning or late evening. Now, there's rules of debate there. Some people say don't do it at night because it doesn't have time to evaporate. But if you water at soil level, that shouldn't be an issue. But yeah, there is an issue about transplant shock or shocking the plants to a point that it will stunt them. So if you're using really, really cold water, a lot of people have a tub of water, maybe a watering tub, rainwater barrel, whatever, that they put out near their gardens or next to their houses, and you know that water temperature will acclimate during the days during the summer, so you don't have to worry about putting it on when it's extremely cold straight from the faucet. You know, that brings up another good story. We were down at the Arkansas Flower and Garden Show a couple weeks ago, and a lady came up to me, and you know, the old timers, how they would tell the soil temperature was good, they would sit down bare-bottomed out in their gardens, and if it was too cold on their backsides, then they knew it was too cold in the soil. But she came up with even another story of some of her ancestors or friends that she had heard, that if you go out in the spring on a full moon and you go out and you don't have any clothes on and you can walk barefooted in your garden and you can stay outside for at least a couple hours and work in your garden in the middle of the night next to a full moon, then you know your soil's ready. So I thought that was an interesting old-time story that they were telling me. Now, today, I don't know if you get away with that. Today, you might get a phone call from your neighbors or something. But
or even worse, you might get a visit as a result of a phone call from your neighbors.
that adds a whole new meaning to, you know, planting by the moon signs and stuff there.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, Mike, how important is that to plant by in a full moon? Is there truth to that? What's your experience?
Oh, definitely. The old farmer's almanac, there are so many truths that are in there. You know, at certain times to plant potatoes or planting seeds, you know, depending on how the moon, you know, whether it's a full moon, half moon, or a waning moon or whatever. There are so many of those old-time techniques that the old-timers learned years and years ago, and they had to. I mean, their food supply was directly related to how good they produced. You know, if they didn't have a good year, they struggled, you know, the old pioneers-type people. So, yeah, there is a lot of truth to that old stuff. I'm a big believer in that.
Well, the reason I ask, Mike, is we have a wonderful neighbor, and he grows a fabulous garden. He might even approach the quality of the gardening that you do, and he is he's a follower of planting by the moon. He really is, and his garden is absolutely spectacular. So, you know, should we try to get a copy of the Farmer's Almanac so we can, you know, learn about that? Is that something you recommend?
Yeah, I think that'd be a great resource for folks to use. You definitely, but I believe that, you bet. Mm-hmm. There's many places that you can get that from. Your local feed store generally has them, but check it out online. I think they even have a great website, thefarmersalmanacweb.com, I believe, and you can go on there and get all kinds of info.
Yeah, Mike, we've got a little farm supply company in our little town here, and there's your sign and your seeds are right in there. I was just delighted to see that, and I've told the management there who you really are and what you do, and they're looking forward to spending some time with you at the expo. So we've invited them to be our guests at the Get Prepared Expo, and I'm talking about the MFA here.
Sure.
In town.
Yeah,
so
Judy and them, yeah. You bet. Excellent. Yeah.
Yep. And so that's gonna be a lot of fun, Mike. So what are we gonna learn in your seminar? If you could give us, we got about a minute or two, maybe less than that.
We're going to be talking from anywhere. Well, you know, we could talk about in an hour, but we're going to be talking mostly about seed starting, seed growing. We'll be talking about some bug problems, you know, how to deal with squash bugs, which is always a problem in any garden you go to.
Yeah.
And, you know, just kind of a basic overview as much as we can talk about. We'll answer questions, and we've updated our PowerPoint presentation, so it'll be all fresh and new for everybody.
Great. Mike Knox is going to be with us at the Get Prepared Expo, March 28 and 29, Lebanon, Missouri, and you can have lunch with him, you can have dinner with him, and you can spend time, ask him all your questions. Write them down before you come so you'll have them with you, and Mike Knox and family will be with us for the weekend. Hey, Mike, thanks so much. WhiteHarvestSeed.com.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Mike Knox.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.